south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. Okay, it's time to get really, really un-PC. As you all know, I don't touch a whole lot on romance and love and relationships and stuff. Though that stuff is a real big part of living down in Latin America. In fact, living anywhere, I guess. That said, I'm going to stir, mix, combine, and paraphrase from some of the many emails I get from people, mostly guys, talking about love, hate, sex, friendships, and relationships here in Latin America. Oh, and let's not forget revenge. That's often an integral part of the breaking up of any relationship, isn't it? As well as, hopefully, some kind of resolution. First, let me throw a real negative email at you. This one comes from a relatively new expat living down here for some, I think, 2 years now. And I might add, part of the reason he left the big treadmill up in the first world to come down here, he, like so many middle-aged gringos, had a history of long, sad, and terrible romantic relationships up in the States. As I've mentioned in past shows, there are many, many gringo lonely hearts down here who jump right back into the frying pan. Of course, they're not intending to do that. It's just that new, fresh, green gringos most often don't know enough Spanish to meet, communicate with, and successfully play the dating mating game with a normal middle-class Latina. You know, a nice, beautiful, down-to-earth lady just going about the normal business of life without a particular agenda. By agenda, I mean to trap a gringo. One, by getting pregnant. Two, by getting him to buy her things that would normally be impossibly beyond her reach, like, for example, an SUV. Then, of course, there's the old cliche about Latins trying to get gringos to get them a green card so they can live happily ever after in my jammy. Yes, dear listeners, some Latin ladies do have those agendas. Fresh green gringos will tell you it's very, very difficult to go out with a Latin girl when he speaks no Spanish and she speaks no English. Which is why so many fresh green gringos hook up with a girl who speaks some English, and that's usually a very bad choice. As I've said in past shows, so many of these English-speaking Latinas live on or near the gringo tourist trail. And they know a little English is a huge advantage in the mating and dating scene. They know if they hook up with a gringo, he'll support her in a first world style or better, and he'll take on all the baggage she may have. Maybe a couple extra kids, parents, family. There is always a family, and as the old saying goes, marry a Latin girl and you marry her family, in a support slash financial sense. In fact, I remember so well when I was dating a very beautiful school teacher in Honduras. She taught English, wouldn't you know it? What a sucker I was, but that was 20 years ago. And I noticed that from day one, every time we'd go out for dinner, she'd slightly hint that we can't go back to her house empty-handed. We have to bring some food home for mom, dad, brothers, and sisters, and grandma. And let's not be cheap and order from the middle or the bottom of the menu either. Wouldn't want to look cheap in front of the old man. I mean, he brings down $300 a month. A guy who takes his wife to McDonald's once a year for an anniversary present. Again, not to degrade the guy in his job. He was working hard to support his family. But there were many more small irritating signals like that. And generally, as fresh green gringos will tell you after they've hooked up with an English-speaking Latina, the little favors and the purchases for her and her family get more and more involved and expensive, and soon enough, her mother needs a new washing machine, dad a new TV, and the young sister an over-the-top 15 años party, which the family can ill afford, but wouldn't that nice gringo boyfriend kindly kick in for the DJ, the disco, and the catering? Remember, it's all about the family wanting their daughter's 15 años party to top every other 15 años party that happened in the neighborhood. You get the idea. If you don't set the ground rules early and you don't say no a lot, chances are, if you're romantically involved with a Latina that speaks English, it very well might end in disaster. So, early on, I got sucked into a few situations like that myself. So, did I bail before I got in too deep? I'm not telling. Then, why are fresh green gringos so stupid in love and romance? Well, there's an easy answer to that. I'm talking about single guys, of course. Well, many times they're reeling from some recent bad relationship up north and are vulnerable. Not to mention, soon they see that in general, Latin women are definitely more kind, caring, and attentive to their men than the ladies they were involved with back up in Milwaukee or Cleveland. And believe me, it's no act. It's a cultural thing. I know I'm going to take heat for that statement, but you have to come down here to see it for yourself. Some people think it's because most young first world women go out and get a job and support themselves, so they're self-sufficient and quite independent by the time they're 20 or 21, which most Latin women are not. You know, they live home with their parents till they get married, and sometimes still they don't leave. And even when they marry, they often don't work or just get a small part-time job. In fact, down here, you could say the family unit is somewhat the way it was in the States back in the 50s and 60s, where mom just didn't work, or maybe she worked a part-time job. So the Latin man brings in almost all the money and therefore makes the rules with an iron fist, as in many U.S. households in the 50s and 60s. So first world women these days are infinitely more liberated than the average Latin woman. Now, speaking of the way Latin women treat their men, down here you can instantly see it in action when you're walking down the street, you're in a mall or at a bus stop, whatever. It's not unusual at all to see a Latin couple kissing and snuggling while the whole world watches. Only down here, the whole world isn't watching because it's just so damn common. However, when us gringos see that, we always point it out to each other. Hey, have a look over there. Young people in love. God, you'd never see that in the States. We're way too reserved. And anyway, what would people think? Oh, and by the way, another thing gringos notice right off the bat as they start getting into relationships with Latin women, and this one always shocks us to the bone. The man in the Latin woman's life is always number one. Always. And when that first kid comes around, if it does, or if she's got some past kids from another marriage or previous relationship, you are still number one. The man always maintains that number one position with her. What I'm saying is, to her, the job's not number one, nor are her girlfriends, nor her family. You are number one. And you'll find out that's true from the start. In fact, like expat Eddie always says when giving advice to green gringos, if you don't feel like you're number one when you're with a Latin girl, then you better get out in a hurry because she's probably playing you. And you know, he's right. That's a very good benchmark. If you're out in a public space like a mall, for example, or food court, whatever, and she's not paying extra special attention to you, everything else in the place looks a bit more interesting, then it just might be time to look for an escape hatch. Quoting one very cool expat wisdom seminar attendee / Kenny Rogers lookalike, you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Now, at the risk of sounding sexist, even misogynist, some would say I crossed that line a long time ago. Anyway, again, I'm just giving you the highlights and the lowdown on what really happens down here in gringo Latin relationships. And of course, I won't leave out those relationships between American gringas that come down here and Latin guys, too. There's a can of worms for you. We'll get to that sticky subject in a minute. Okay, let's get into that email from that gringo who's been down here a year or two. This is from someone I know for a fact who's had nothing but stormy relationships up in the States. Like I said, that's one of the big reasons many gringos come down. In fact, sometimes it's the straw that broke the camel's back. Anyway, gun shy or romance shy, whatever you want to call it, as so many gringos are when they come down here, often when they start into the Latin mating and dating game, they're overwhelmed in a good, but at first, sometimes embarrassing way with those public shows of affection. Because in Anglo-Gringo land with adults, that rarely happens. I ask you, when's the last time you saw some heavy smooching on a park bench, on a subway platform, or in a mall? Bet you can't even remember. So here's that email. Johnny, lately I was talking to an Italian who has retired to Latin America. He was giving me horror stories of others having relationships and marrying Latin girls. He says, now that since the majority of divorce/family law judges in Latin America are now women, the laws are prejudiced in the favor of women. From what I understand, in most cases, if a woman simply says she's been raped, the judge rules in her favor and the man can be imprisoned for decades. He told me this story about a fellow Italian who married a Latin woman. He had a rental home that they lived in. After 3 months, she decided she didn't want to be married anymore. I think she moved out for a while, then said she wanted to give it another try and moved back. In the meantime, she'd gone to a judge and gotten an order. With this order, she threw him out, kept the rental home and all the possessions in it, and he had to provide support for her for the rest of her life. In the end, he said, the husband was never called for a hearing when the woman got the order. When he went to court to try and stop it all, the woman showed up in court, and that's when the guy found out about the order. Judging from this, you'd have to be quite paranoid or nuts to try to have a relationship with a Latin woman. Or you might have to have a prenup for both extended relations and a marriage. So what about it, Johnny? What's a guy to think? Sincerely, Frank. Now, of course, I paraphrased that a bit so as not to personalize it or step on anybody's toes. Anyway, Frank, here's what I got to say about that. I've heard many, many dozens, maybe even hundreds of stories over the years of gringos who've been wronged by Latin women. Do note, I'm very leery about secondhand stories like that. You didn't hear it from the guy, you heard it from a friend of a friend, right? Let me tell you, Frank, you have to really hear these stories from the actual people who claim they've been wrong. And especially in the mating, dating, and hating game, often when these things ever do get to court, both sides of the story are completely different. Now, gringos, think about your own romantic misfortunes up in the States. I'm sure if you got divorced and you went to court, when both people have a chance to tell their own side of the story, under oath, supposedly, it certainly would seem to outsiders listening in that both of those people were living with a two-headed monster. I think it was George Carlin who said, "How is it that we marry the most beautiful, wonderful person in the world, and we end up divorcing the biggest scumbag son of a..." Now, Frank, far be it from me to give advice about mating, dating, and hating. But since you ask, I can't tell you how many dozens and dozens of times I've seen gringos, usually within the first 2 years of them being down, get completely and utterly involved in a relationship with a Latin woman whose agenda was absolutely to take the guy for everything she could. Now, you see, when Latin women get together, just like any women, I guess, they like to talk. Their favorite topics being the guys they're married to or going out with. And believe me, when expat gringo brings his new girlfriend or love interest to meet the rest of the crowd, you know, the other gringos and their husbands and wives, whatever, the long-term gringos like yours truly, who've been down here quite a while and who've seen a lot, it only takes about a half an hour or so for the other Latinas in the group, you know, the girlfriends and married ladies of long-term gringos, to have picked up precisely whether that new Latina love interest in the group is a nice, well-adjusted person or is a gold digger or has some other kind of agenda. Now, why it only takes about a half an hour or so for a group of Latin women to pick up on the exact wavelength of a newly arrived Latin woman, and it takes us stupid gringo males sometimes a year or more to figure out we've been had, I don't know. Again, it might very well be the fact that so many newly arrived gringos are bouncing off bad relationships up north, and suddenly they encounter that typical Latin women trait of genuine caring and warmth and affection that gringo guys haven't seen since their mothers wiped their noses and tied their shoes. That probably has a lot to do with it. So then you might ask, are gringos easily fooled by Latin women charms? The short answer, yes, absolutely. Turns out by the time a gringo's figured out he really hooked up with the wrong Latina, he's almost always the last one to find out, even though his friends and his friends' wives and girlfriends knew it from the start. And you know, early on, before you've figured out it's bad news, word will filter back to you, but you won't listen. That said, for all you single guys who keep sending me emails on the subject, here's a tip and a piece of advice. A huge majority of gringo guys end up looking for love and romance in all the wrong places. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. They come down to gringo tourist areas, and the first place they go is to the bars and discos. And the first thing you know, they're talking to or buying drinks for a Latin girl who speaks some English. Okay, now you got two strikes against you. And yes, I've heard all the gringo excuses, but Johnny, I don't know any Spanish when I get down here. And you know, it's just so hard to date a girl who speaks no English. We got nothing in common. We can't get 10 words between us before I'm banging away with Google Translate on my smartphone. Did I say banging? Sorry about that. Freud would be proud, huh? Where was I? Oh, yeah. Guys whose Spanish sucks, who go out with girls whose English sucks, are always saying, "Johnny, you know, that's no way to have a date. That's no good for a relationship." And my take? Oh, I admit it's tough at first. Little do these guys know it's the best way in the world to learn Spanish. Anyway, not to sound like the old man in the sea, but remember, when I came down here 26 years ago, was it? There was no Google Translate, there was no Google, and there was no internet. So, all of us gringos that came down didn't even have that advantage. All we had was a dog-eared Spanish phrase book/dictionary. And even back then, it still was true. We all wanted to hook up with a Latin girl that spoke a little English. And by the way, finding a lady like that was very, very difficult off the gringo tourist trail. Which is why, obviously, so many gringos flocked down to Costa Rica. And naturally, the gringo Latina mating, dating, long-term romantic success statistics are not good. So anyway, as per another part of Frank's email, is it true that here in Latin America, a lot of the courts are now being stacked with women judges? Well, yes, I know that's true. That's just another proof of the lag time effect down here. Because remember, in the States, 15, even 20 years ago already, men were starting to complain that when they went to divorce court, the pendulum had swung and it was now all in the ladies' favor. And that extended to the 911 so-called spousal abuse calls. Even 15 or 20 years ago, all the woman had to say was that a guy hit her, he'd be ejected from the scene with a restraining order and he'd have to go to counseling. Well, you see, because everything first world and gringo does come to Latin America, suddenly there has been a spike in female family court judges. The women, it seems, are getting their revenge. Although, still down here, if a woman calls the domestic abuse hotline, the cops may or may not show up on the scene. Could be 4 hours, could be never. Nope, I'm not kidding you. In fact, I just heard of a case where a lone lady jogger was attacked on a Monday while jogging down the road. Luckily, she escaped, and when she called 911, the cops told her to call back on Wednesday because the cop assigned to assault cases was on vacation till then. Oh, and get this. I know of another case of a Latin guy who lives in a small town way out in the boonies, and his daughter is kind of a rebel. She's 15 years old, and sometimes she takes off for a day or two and doesn't come back. Well, this time, she's been gone 4 days. Remember, she's 15 now. So he called the cops. The cops said, sure, we'll send out a cruiser and you can ride around the neighborhood with us. We'll look for her. Please have $10 ready for gas. He said, okay, and they did show up. That's how it is down here. Now, in regards to the family court system, when there is a court order against you, for example, or you're required to appear in court on some charge, whether you're a Latin or gringo, they'll try to serve you a summons. And believe me, because addresses are so chaotic down here, often non-existent, it's been estimated that about 50% of the time a summons never gets to a person who's supposed to appear. Now, that in no way means, if you get pulled over by the cops, for example, that they'll be able to pull that up, that there's a warrant out or you didn't appear in court. There's a huge lag time down here, and the technology that allows a cop to run your plate, your driver's license, or your passport just does not exist. Cops and cars do not have a main connection to the police computers to check out any outstanding warrants or violations. Although lag time assures us it will be coming, and it's starting in places like Costa Rica, Panama, Chile, and parts of Argentina, but it's very, very spotty. It'll be years, maybe decades, before it gets to the places off the gringo tourist trail. That said, let me tell you another true story that can clarify some of this. A story about a long-time expat gringo who's been down here maybe 20 years now, named Cliff. Now, he came down here many years ago as a textile buyer. Set up a little one-man office with a secretary in Panama City. Well, he knew virtually no Spanish, so he first advertised for a bilingual secretary who ended up doing most of the work in the office, so he had a lot of extra time on his hands. Now, good old Cliff came down here and did what most every gringo does who's making a hell of a lot of money compared to the locals anyway. Now remember, he's getting a first world salary, something like $45,000 a year, and that was 20 years ago or so. I know, to first world people, that doesn't sound like much. That's kind of lower middle class these days, isn't it? But remember, he's getting that $45,000 a year completely tax-free. Because he's got that foreign earned income tax exemption you get when you live outside the U.S. for a year or more. So he's single in Panama, making just under 20 times as much as the average earner there. Back then, the average guy in Panama made about $2,500 a year. So from day one, Cliff is living like a king. Penthouse apartment, jacuzzi, gym and pool in the building, hanging at the beach every weekend, and as gringos who know little Spanish tend to do, he started hanging around with other gringos. So then, where do you think they went almost every night after work? To the casinos and nightclubs, of course. That's what most all single gringos do who are on contract from a firm up in the States bringing down first world money. Every big city in Latin America has casinos. Panama has a lot of them. And they're open all night. So if you walk into any of these casinos, there's large and small ones, hole-in-the-walls and elegant ones, you'll see always a battery of gringos, just like Cliff. And of course, there are girls working at those casinos, dealers, cashiers, waitresses, etc., and they always hire the pretty ones, right? So then Cliff started inviting some of these girls back to his penthouse apartment, sometimes 5 or 10 of them at a time. And of course, they'd never been to an elegant first-class apartment before. So he got into that all-too-familiar gringo-latina partying scene that many, many single guys who know no Spanish get sucked into when they first get down. And of course, those English-speaking Latinas he and his crowd hung with just loved being around gringos because, well, there was always a chance to hook up with one of those gringos permanently, which offered a permanent way out of middle and lower middle class doldrums. Now remember, the only reason the situation came about was because these ladies speak English. How'd that happen? Well, since casinos have international clients, they hire ladies who speak some English. So as luck or bad luck would have it, Cliff fell in love, or he thought he did, with one of these young girls. Now, I have to tell you, at this time, Cliff was in his mid-40s, coming off a very nasty divorce with a 20-something kid in college in California. And like he said, the reason why he took the job down in Panama in the first place was because he said he'd had enough. Another case of the straw that broke the camel's back, he said. So he fell in love with a young, beautiful Latina who spoke English. And oops, she got pregnant. And Cliff, being a somewhat upright gringo, did the right thing, and when the kid was born, he signed the birth certificate as the father. Now, Cliff was thinking of marrying this girl, but he didn't. Yeah, he supported her and the kid for about a year or so, and by that time, he'd learned enough Spanish to overhear a couple of her friends talking about what a nice guy he was to support a kid that wasn't his. And that was when the poop hit the ventilator. He did a little investigating and found out she was actually what a lot of gringos call a part-time hooker. In other words, in the past, she'd worked a day job or a night job, and once or twice a week when she needed the extra money, she'd hit the streets. So Cliff wanted out, and since he owned no property there, he arranged it so his company would transfer him to Honduras. Even though Cliff was extremely pissed, he didn't leave her high and dry. He left her a little money, but left no forwarding address. Now remember, this is slightly before the internet landed in Latin America. Meanwhile, time rolls on, and about 15 years have passed. By hook and crook, he's back in Panama again, this time working for another gringo company. Textile biz again. So, Cliff's in Panama, with a beautiful Honduran wife of about 5 years. No, she wasn't 5 years old. She was his wife of 5 years. Come on, gringos are dumb, but they're not stupid. So anyway, him and his wife and his wife's kid, that would be Cliff's stepkid, living in an upscale neighborhood in Panama, suddenly a process server knocks on their door. Cliff immediately calls his lawyer. Remember, you need one of those from the very start. And here's the perfect test case why you need to cultivate a long-term relationship with your lawyer. Turns out, the part-time hooker from 15 years previous, she'd taken that birth certificate to court. How'd she even know to do that? Well, Cliff, with his gambling habit, had hit the casinos again, and a girl there recognized him and reported back to his old flame that he was in town. So his ex went to court with that birth certificate with Cliff's name on it as the father and requested the court, and it was a female judge there too, for 15 years of back child support and penalties. Cliff's lawyer said, you have to go to court. You have to fight this. Besides, they've got an order out on you to appear. So Cliff went to court with his lawyer. Cliff said, the kid's not mine. They even proved it with a blood test. However, when the kid was born, he signed the birth certificate as the father, so legally, it's his kid. The female judge ordered 15 years back child support, no alimony, because they weren't married. And that's when Cliff's gringo disadvantage kicked in. She set Cliff's child support payment at $200 a month, 4 times the going rate in Panama. So with penalties, the total came to around $50,000. His lawyer worked out a payment plan, but behind the scenes, Cliff was furious. So before the first payment was even due, Cliff bought a one-way airline ticket to Miami. However, when he arrived at the airport, he found out when he went through immigration, there was an embargo against his passport. In other words, he couldn't leave the country until the judgment was paid. And that was when his good old Latin lawyer made a few phone calls. He arranged for a private taxi to drive him to the extremely porous Costa Rican border. He walked into Costa Rica. There was another taxi waiting on the other side. And now he's back in Honduras, working for that U.S. company again, Oh, yeah, and he sent for his wife and stepkid. They weren't under an embargo. How could they be? They had nothing to do with the case. So now, you're probably thinking, stupid, stupid gringo, huh? I'm here to tell you I hear permutations on that kind of story all the time. In fact, all of us long-term expat gringos have a few gringo friends who've had brushes with the law like that. Bottom line, don't go looking for love in all the wrong places. And where are the wrong places? Bars, discos, casinos, off or on the gringo tourist trail? Internet chat rooms, Latin dating services, girls who speak too much English. But you know, you can tell green gringos about that stuff all day long and they're still not going to listen. As soon as they find a beautiful, young, caring Latina who speaks some English, they're off to the races. And in most cases, that's a race you can't win. Oh, and by the way, in almost all the cases where you see gringo expats get caught up in a bad way like Cliff, as in dating, mating, and eventually hating, the trouble starts when one, she gets pregnant without you two being married, when the gringo, that's you, puts property in her name, boats, cars, businesses, whatever, at her request or insistence, especially if you guys are not married. That should be a huge red flag. Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think they have SA corporations here in Latin America? Remember, you and your lawyer can set one up and it can own your property, your houses, your cars, your business, whatever. And you can easily work it out with your lawyer in such a way that you are not actually on the books in the registry as the owner. So if any person or business or entity wants to sue you, even with alimony and child support judgments, they cannot attach what's ever in an SA corporation. Now, Cliff was lucky. He owned no property. He just rented. But being a stupid gringo, I'm sure if he did own property, it would have probably been in his name. Then the court would have attached that property if he skipped. Now, when a bunch of us expat gringos get together, we can't help but bring up stories like Cliff's and many others. So many of them idiot, gringo, lonely heart stories that go south. And it's true. It doesn't matter how learned you are, how clever or brilliant, when it comes to mating and dating and romance, it's just a flip of a coin. In fact, it's all over the net lately that there's one high-profile guy with an absolutely miserable romantic track record. His name? Elon Musk. But you know, you gringo gonna-bees and wannabes, you're hearing all this right now, but chances are, it won't help. Now, as far as first world gringas coming down here and hooking up with Latin guys, well, that's a real minefield too, but in other ways. We'll be all over that one next time, so stay tuned.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
You've been listening to the Expat Files, living in Latin America, coming to you twice a week from somewhere south of the border. Email me, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out expatwisdom.com to sign up for your free reports on Latin America. See you next time. Nos vemos. She was a picture. He knows.